Okay, let's get into the next daf, Chala, daf Tezvav, as we continue our march in this first perek. Two more daf here to the first perek of Maseches Chala, perek Chamisha Dvarim. So we pick up with Yud Dalad Amabez, as the Gemara is discussing the Machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We had this discussion, if you remember, back in Maseches Maisras, the same Machlokas, but this is a very interesting machlokas relating to creating a chiyuv of Isser. So we know there's a principle of Ein Adam Osar Davar Sheino Shelo in certain cases, right? Unless it's something based on a reality, like we gave the example, Basar B'chalav, that's Osaring Davar Sheino Shelo. If I do a Maisa, that's an exception, right? If I shecht your animal inappropriately, if I just kill your animal, we don't say, oh, Ein Adam Osar Davar Sheino Shelo, and therefore it's considered a shachot. No, it's a reality that's Osar. But this is a case where a person is Memareach, a person does meruach and creates the chiyuv of maestros to somebody else's grain. So what is the halachas? Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says that creates tevel. Tevel is a reality. And then one, if I do it to your stuff, that creates tevel, and there's a chiyuv of maestros, and you can no longer snack from it. And Reish Lakish says, no, it doesn't. Once I don't know about it, so then it's not going to become tevel. I have to make you a shliach in order for it to work. And we had a kasha from our Mishnah, and then we now have a kasha from a Mishnah in Maseches Maisras. The Mishnah says, V'had taninan, amar le v'had taninan. So we have a kasha that Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan for the following Mishnah. Chori hanamalim shelanu b'tzad arema chayeves. Amazing. There are a bunch of ants. We found ants in a hole that was right next to a big pile of grain that was already chayiv. It had meruach done to it. So the ants have some kernels, and you don't know if the kernels came from this pile that already had a chiv, and it's these kernels are tevel, or it came from somewhere else. So the Gemara says, Hare elu chayav. And the Gemara quote the Mishnah says, they are chayiv. We could assume that they're from the arema of the ones that are already mechuyav, and therefore the ants, what they took, if one gets those kernels back, then they're chayef. Habitzada, rema, batur, and mashba, that if the right, there is a big pile that did not have meruach done to it, and you find an ant with a kernel next to that, pater. But one second. When an ant, the Gemara assumes, when an ant takes the kernel, the ant is able to take off the chaff of the kernel, which basically produces it and does Gemara malacha. So that's similar to meruach shalomi das bailim. And yet, the Mishnah says, still pater. One second, but if it's shalom midas, according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, just like if someone does it without the Bailam's das, it should be chayiv because it creates a chiv of tevel, an isser of tevel, and a chiv of maaser. So too if the ant does it, right? Why does it say putter? So the Gemara answers three answers to that question. Even before, once we talk about ants, remember the Gemara in Maseches Erevin that talks about, you know, you see the ants with these kernels. You know, it's pretty amazing how they carry them. And sometimes there's a tremendous pile. The ant goes back and forth and back and forth. The Gemara says we can learn from ants. Gemara in Erevin on Daf Kuf. Amar Reb Yochanan, il male lo nitna Torah, if we would not have gotten the Torah, hayino lemeidim tznius mechatol, we would have learned tznius from a cat. A cat is very sanua when it goes to the bathroom. V'gezel mi namala. And stealing, we would have learned from a namala not to, right? Because a namala, an ant, is always busy, always going back and forth and taking. Va'arayas mi yona. A yona is monogamous. Derech eretz mi tarnagol. Shemefayas v'arkach boel. V'chulu. And we would have learned all these things from the animal kingdom. I think I mentioned in the past that there's a thought, right, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, that is quoted in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, Yehuda ben Tema Omer, Havi Az Kanomer, Kal Kanosha, Rotz Katzvi, Gibar Ka'ari, why does Yehuda ben Tema have to describe with animals? Why can't the Yehuda ben Tema just say, get up, Rotz, and be Kal, and be Rotz, and have these attributes? Why do you have to dafka have the animals to make us inculcate it a little more? So the suggestion given, I think Rav Bitterman once said that if you ask a lion, you know, are you going to be strong today? You know, or if you ask a leopard, Kal Kanamer, Az Kanasher, all the Ratz Katzvi. If you ask a Tzvi, are you going to be fast today? He doesn't make a decision about it. He's conditioned to it. It's part of his natural makeup of who he is, and that's what the animal does. So that's the goal of our life. We have to be get these attributes as if they're natural, not that we have to make a decision about them, right? The greatest level of Bechira Chafshis is when we reach the level of no Bechira Chafshis, when it's so obvious to us that this is what we need to do. So that's relating to the ants. So the Gemara asks, again, Reish Lakish asked on Rabbi Yochanan, so the ants should create a Chiyuv too, just like a Chaveiro Shalom Yidai. Daito creates a chiyuv. Three answers in the Gemara. Number one, Amar Reb Yona, Amar Lo Reb Yosi, Reb Yavahu B'Shem Reb Yochanan, Mishum Yeyush. No, usually you're right. If it's something that belongs to me, and then someone else creates the Meruach, or creates the Gemar Malacha, so then I would be chayef. But here, when the ants take it, I'm a siyayish from it. It's totally hefker. It's hefker, and if it's hefker, it's not chayef. I wouldn't mean hefker, so why, if it's found mitzad arema chayevas, if it's hefker? The answer is, it's only hefker. Hefker is only a poter if it's hefker b'shas meruach. If you already had gemar malacha be'ofan hachiyuv, then you don't say hefker. Hefker doesn't pater. If you're about to eat it, then you're about to be mafresh, then you're mafker it, you can't just eat it then without it. That's what the Amara Folde explains. Ta'avila ki yeish ba'ilum ve'hefker, v'kai malanda ha'hefker ain't a poter. Hefker only paters, ela ki hifkiran kodem gemar malachton. Only if you're mafker before gemar malacha, then we say the hefker is poter. Aval achar shenigmar malachton ain't a hefker potron. But after gemar malacha, hefker is not poter. Lefichach, ba'arema hachayeves chayiv, u'ba'arema petura pater. That is the Mara Folded explanation, but that's the chilek. That's answer number one. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, even though chaveir shlomi daito, that meruach would be mechayiv, but here by the ants, there's yeush. Number two, Shmuel bar Abba amar, vehein shegiriru rosh shibalim. What do we say? Oh, the ants took off the husks, and therefore they have processed it, and it's gemar malacha. Maybe they didn't. Maybe they rolled it b'rashi shibalim when they're still in the husks, and therefore that's why there's no gemar malacha. Answer number two. Okay, we'll wait there. Maybe there's only two answers. Masiv, but we continue now. Masiv, the next kasha. Masiv, we switch the girsa. Masiv, Reb Yochanan, Reb Shimon Lakish. Now, Reb Yochanan asks Reish Lakish. Reb Yochanan, who says the chiyuv is created, asks Reish Lakish, who says no. If you don't know, there's no chiyuv. Vadetaninan, we learned in the Mishnah, comes up later on. And it's also a Mishnah in Peah. Hikdishon, Ad Shalo Nigmaru. If somebody was makdish their tavua before Gemar Malacha, the Gamran Gizbar, and then Bishas Hektish. When it was Hektish, the Gizbar finished it. The Achakach Pedayon Peturin. And then the person was Poda, Pater. The person was Poda after the Hektish had the key moment, Pater. Hare, but what do you see from there? What do you mean, Gizbar? Gizbar is someone else. Hare Gizbar ka'acharhu. The Gizbar is like a different person who's doing it without a das. And what do you see from here? Had it not been hektish, it would be chayif. V'yata ben masha asa asui. Right? And it's right, if it's, it would have been chayif without das. The only reason that it's poter is because it's hektish. But if without hektish, just acher wouldn't have been a problem. Kasha on you, Reish Lakish. Answer, Amar Le, no, Tipater, Commander Amar, Gizbar, Kabailim. The Gizbar is like the owner. The Gizbar is like the owner of the Hektish. Right? He's like, it's not like someone else. Delo Kreb Yosi. Delo Kreb Yosi, Amar, who Gizbar, who Acher. Right? The Reb Yosi says a Gizbar is an Acher, but that's a Machlokas elsewhere. But he says, no, Gizbar is Machlokas, whether Gizbar is Kabailim or Gizbar is not, right? The Marafolda quotes is Machlokas and Mesecha Shkalim. There are Nafkaminas for Hilchas Me'ila and the like. But that's an answer to the kasha from the Mishnah on Rabbi Yochanan. Good. Next part of the Mishnah. Next part of the Mishnah had explained that the Mishnah said that the women again gave their sa'or to the baker, and in all these cases, if there's not enough of a shear in any one of them, petura min achala. That was the first half of the Mishnah, where first we spoke about a nachtom. A baker that just splitting it up into different parts, he's chayiv because he has one dough, and maybe one person will buy all of it. So just because he's splitting it up and planning to sell it to different people, he's still chayiv. Women that give it to a baker, if each one of them doesn't have enough, then pater. But if one of them has enough, mashma, if one of them has enough, then there would be a chayiv of chala. So ask the Gemara. Rabbi Hananya Chevron de Rabbanan. Rabbi Hananya, the chaver, the colleague of the Rabbanan, ba'i. V'yafilu yesh b'shalachas man kashir. Even if one of them has a shir, yeyaseh kedavar shlo nigmar malachto. V'yepater manachala. Whoa. Right now you have dough, but as we said in the Mishnah is talking about sa'or, meaning it's a type of dough that you're going to make into sourdough. And where do you put sourdough when you want it to cause it to leaven the dough? You're going to put it into another mixture with raw flour and water and the ingredients right before Gemar Malacha. So one second, you have something that had Gemar Malacha, but it's meant to be added to something that did not have Gemar Malacha yet. So maybe you should say, so this sar, even if it has a requisite shear, it should not be chayav and chala. Dom Reb Yossi b'shem Reb Zeira. Reb Yossi said in the name of Reb Zeira. Reb Yona Reb Zeira. Reb Yona said, Reb Zeira said it. B'shem Reb Elazar. Right, we had this phrase a number of times already in this seder. And what is that? If somebody takes some wine out of the wine press, but the plan is that whatever he doesn't use, he's going to put back into the wine press, that wine in the bottle is not chayiv, is not tevel yet, because you're going to put it back. You're going to put it into something that did not have gram halach yet, and therefore there's no chayiv. So see here too, you have this dough, but you're going to put it, you're going to use it to make sourdough tsa'or, which is then inedible, and then you're going to use it to make the dough at the earlier stage. So maybe you should say that there, even if one has a shear, there is no chayiv of challah, there is no answer to that question given. Okay, so that takes us through that line of the Mishnah about the Shi'urim. Isa Saklavim. So the next line, the Mishnah says that if somebody has a dough for dogs, Isas HaKlavim. So what exactly does that mean? That's what the Gemara says right now. The Mishnah made a chilek between whether the shepherds eat it or whether the shepherds don't eat it. So it has to be the type of dough where you could have such a chilek. The Mishnah said, if the roim, if the shepherds eat it, then you have all these chiyuvim, it's bread. If the roim don't eat it, then you don't have the chiyuvim. So what is Isas Klavim? What is Isas Klavim? So here there are three. That was my mistake. Beforehand, there were two answers to the first question from the Nemalim, and here there are three pshatim to what is Isas Klavim. Number one, Reb Shimon ben Lakish Omar, kol she'irev ba'morsan. This mashma, a different ingredients. To different bread, right? You mixed in a lot of morsan and a lot of coarse bran. All breads have some bran in it, and that's fine. And that's the tarif to the shear of the flour. But if you put in a lot of coarse bran, which makes it a really inferior type of bread, so that's what we're talking about. That isas klavim. It's literally something inferior type of bread, and that's why it's called isas klavim. And that's what the and the Masnisa Amra and the Brisa, I'm sorry, the language of the Mishnah supports it. Because what does the Mishnah say? It must be talking about something that sometimes the shepherds eat, sometimes the shepherds don't eat. So it depends. If there's a lot of coarse bran, they're not going to eat it. If there's only a little coarse bran, they're going to eat it. Right? Mashma lefamim, marafolda, vehechi dami, hainu kinosin ba morsun harbe, o ma'at, shma minad ba morsun na'asis. That is number one. Interesting. Isas Klavim, we have our discussion here. If you look in the Maharach Ar Zarua, Maharach Ar Zarua, the son of the Ar Zarua, Reb Chaim Ar Zarua, he has a suffix about what about an Isa for a non-Jew? If somebody bakes an Isa for a non-Jew, so is that going to be Chayev? Vinistapakti, de Haose Isa Litna Lugoi, Acher Cheteafer, or the opposite of Pas Akum. Pas akum, the usher is for the goy to the Jew, but the Jew can make something for the goy. So what happens if he does that? In teschayev achala, tchihechi dimim ma'atin on isas klavim b'sifrei zuta me ariso sechem. Maybe just like ariso sechem, your arisa, your isa, excluding isas klavim, shalachem chayeves v'shal chaya ena chayeves hachanami. Maybe nimma eight shel goyim kidedar shina b'yantif, like we have on yantif. Maybe we'll talk about that soon. We talk about that in the last year. Lachem lo l'gayim, lachem lo l'klavim. Just like by the heter of ochel nefesh, we mentioned in the past year. Ochel nefesh is only if you're cooking for a Jew, not for a goy or not for a kelev. So maybe here too, you should have the same diuk and exclusion if you're baking for a goy. So then there's no chiyav chala. Wow. Alma ki adadininu. V'shema lav me'ariso sechem darishla. Maybe there shouldn't be such a diak. The paragraph is a gaze, because you look at Riso Sechem, there's a different drasha in Chulin. Kidei Isaschem. Ela mikula ariso sechem darishle. Isa ha'asuya l'achilas adam t'haynu ka'avin v'lo ha'asuya k'alachiz klavim v'lo kapit ba v'chulu. We'll get to that answer but shum soon. V'shema yesh l'damus ha'la'usa isa l'hakdisha t'lav l'och la'iyu avid l'avitibater. Maybe it should be like hektish. Just like if you're bake it for hektish, so then also there would be a p'tur. So two for a goy. So he has that suffix. He has that suffix in the Marach Ar Zarua. So Isa's klavim is going to be pater if Arom don't eat it. Isa's goy is a suffix. Reb Yochanan Amar, second answer. What is Isa's klavim? Reb Yochanan says, no. There's no difference between the ingredients. The ingredients are the same. It's different shapes. Different shapes. Kol sha'asa ka'avin. If it looks like a challah, it looks like a loaf, that looks like people food, Barafolta, gluska, a cookie. If it's made like a people food, so then that's what we're talking about. If it's made like animal food, there must be certain shapes that were made that were very clearly marked for animal food, so shepherds wouldn't really want to eat that, even though it tastes the same and same ingredients, but they wouldn't want to eat it. So that's what we're talking about. And that's why sometimes yes, sometimes no, depending how it's made. So that's Rabbi Yochanan. Kasha asa ka'avin, v'tani kein. And we have that brisa. Asan ka'avin chayeves. If it's made like in rolls and loaves that a person would eat, chayev. Asa limudin petura. But if it's made like limudin, just like a bamar folden, kineser ba'alma, just like a board, then petura. Even though sometimes he might eat it. He might force himself. Upa'amim, again, the mashma of Masni son, says the Marafolda, hainu b'gluska ochlim, ubelimudim ein ochlim. Number two. Second answer, chilek. So the first answer is, isas klavim, different ingredients. Second answer, isas klavim, depending on the shape. Number three, Rebbe Ba, b'shem Shmuel, Rebbe Ami, b'shem Rebbe Chia, Ruba, afilu asa kluskin. Even if it's made of very fine flour. Right? Pnei Moshe, yafe. Right, it's made very with perfect, beautiful flour, meaning it looks the same and it's shaped the same. But the difference is, you know, what your das is. You made it for the animal. So it's all tali on the das of the person. If the person has das to make it for the animal, so then that's it. There's a patur. So the Gemara says, but 1 second. So why wouldn't the roan eat it? If the roan don't eat it, what do you mean? The roan would eat it. What's preventing them? Tipater sha'asa mishar rishona shelo yochlo aro mimena. Doesn't mean they won't, because they can't. It just means they won't because it's designated for the animals. They can. It's beautiful, perfect bread. Just because the person made it for his dog. Okay, so the pet shepherds are not planning to eat it because it was made for that. But that's all it means. Doesn't mean that they can't eat it. So therefore, this last day of Rebbe Chia Ruba says, even if it's the perfect, the exact same rolls that you're making, unbelievable, there's still a patur of challah because Rome generally don't eat it. Fine. So what does the Gemara continue and say? These types of isas klavim, if the Rome would eat it, so then you are ischayev and chala, and you could use it as matzah, and you can make it on yontif, and you could be mishtate for the sheet of mavos and the erev chatzeros. So let's talk about that yontif. We already alluded to it yesterday from the Ramban, but let's continue what the Gemara says here now. Masnisa, the Mishnah sounds like that the roim are only going to eat part of it, and the rest of it is going to go to the dogs, right? Isas klavim with for the dogs. Even if the roim nibble about it, there's a chiv of there. So, and it still says you can make it on yontif. So you can make the whole thing on yontif. So that sounds like the sugya we mentioned yesterday of ribui b'shiurin. But today we'll see the rod. Masnisa the Rishon ben Elazar. The Mishnah sounds like Rishon ben Elazar shita detani. The Braisa says, right, quoted in the Bavli and Maseches Beitza as well. Ein osin mi yantif l'mosa yantif. You're not allowed to cook from yantif to after yantif. That's the halacha. There's a sugya of cooking from Shabbos to yantif, from Shabbos to chol, the sugya of hoel. But the Braisa says, you can't cook from yantif to motza yantif. Vatani, but doesn't it say in the Braisa, mimala isha kedera basar, af al pishen ocha miyana elachaticha achas. A woman can make a whole pot of meat, even though she only needs one piece of meat. She can put in 10 pieces of meat. Because, as Rashi says in Beitza Daf Yud Zayin, it's all one tircha. One tircha, that's called ribui b'shiurin, not doing anything extra, so ribui b'shiurin for ochal nefesh is mutter. Kum kum chamin, I can warm up hot water. I don't have to measure and say, oh, this is all I need to drink, so therefore this is all I'm going to warm up. No, the whole kum kum, you pour in the water and you just turn on the fire, and you make the water hot, so it's all good, right? It's all saying aval, but the Tanakhama says aval leefos in ofel etzarcha. But leefos, as we've described, what's bread? Each loaf is separate. Whether it means like pita, like slopped onto the side of the oven, or anytime you make a roll, you make each tircha separate. You make a bun and you put it into the oven, like in the days of old, they used to bake on yantif. So that you're not allowed to do because that's not one tircha. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, no, you can make more, you can make all of the loaves. Why? because the more loaves, the better it is. The bread is better. It's better, so it's for right now. It's not for after Yadish. It's for right now. And that's, the Gemara says, that Rosh Hashanah seems to be like the author of our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that these the Isas Klavim, you can make the whole thing, even though the Roim are only going to eat some of it, and you're not allowed to cook for a dog on Yantif. But still, that's the Shita of Ribui B'Shi'urin, even by Pas. I read the Ramban in the last year about Ochel Nefesh on Yantif, and I said he goes farther than the other he's shown in the 2 days in the Ran. But the Ramban's Lashon, his Shita was, if you remember, Meleches Avoda and Meleches Hana. It's not even that it's Hutra on Yantif, but it's not even included. It's not even included in the Isser. If you look in the Ran on Tesma Beis, in the Dafe Harif on Meseches Beitza, there he discusses the relationship between the heter of Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos and the heter of Ochal Nefesh on Yantif. And he says, V'tamahani alem, dimkei ma'kami boyle hasam b'menachis. He quotes a question from Menachos, so, and he answers, he says there's a big difference. Lafich ha'nir li barer, devadai, ribi b'shi'ura b'shabes mida araisa mitzar. Ribu shana shabes is also, v'afilu hachi lo dami ribui b'shi'ura b'yantif l'ribui shi'ura b'shabes. There's a big difference between the two. Ribui, let's say I have to cook for a chola. Could I throw in something more? You know, I'm hungry, but I have to cook for a chola whose life is in danger. So I'll cook even more. So no, you can't do that. Why? So the Ran says, big difference. Ribashir b'Shabbos, Shabbos d'chuya hi'itza ochochola v'lo hutra. Again, the Rishonim used these words, even though the Gemara never used these words. The Gemara, again, used it only by Tumma Hutra b'Tzibur, or d'chuya, Meseches Yuma, I think. But the Rishonim used it by the other sugis as well. Shabbos d'chuya hi'itza ochochola v'lo hutra. Shabbos is d'chuya, and therefore it's limited the heter, as little as you could do. Leficha kol sho ha'ikar malacha asur. Af tosafto kamohu umitzar midaraisa. So ribui b'shiurin on Shabbos is also, you can't just add on once you're cooking for a chola. Aval yantif she'ochal nefesh hutar ba, but yantif she'ochal nefesh is hutar. Tiafilu efshar me'erev yantif shari. So then kol shu marba la'ikr. So and you can be marba. Ubavad shehu b'torach echad tosafta kamohu, as long as it is all within the same tircha. It's not a separate tircha. That's the shiur. So you see the Ran is machalik between pikuach nefesh on Shabbos, which is dechuya, and ochal nefesh on yantif, which is hutra, And then you have the Ramban, which says it's not even usur in the first place. Again, the big sugya of riyav shiurin, why it's mutter, one tircha, amazing sugya. Okay. We can spend the rest of our shiur, we can spend many shiurim on the next couple of lines. These few lines come up in a few mesechtas in the Yerushalmi, but here's one of them. The sugya of mitzvah ba'avera is touched on the in a few places in Bav. It's one of the biggest sugyas in all of Shas, but it's in the Yerushalmi in a few places, including right here. Says the Gemara, Vein, so what is the Gemara say, Vein mevarchan alei. So the Mishnah quoted one example of somebody who you don't make a bracha on, pasha, you don't make hamotzi, on Isas Klavim, but it's not called bread. So now the Gemara says, something else that you don't make a bracha on, for a different reason. Tani matzah gezula asur levarech alecha. Stolen matzah, can't make a bracha on. You can't make a bracha on. What does that mean? You can't make a bracha on. Maybe both brachas. You can't make alachilas matzah, and you can't make hamotzi, because you don't make a bracha. Amar Ravoshia al shame. What's the source? Obotzei abeirach liyetz Hashem. Right, the Gemara says in Maseches Baba Kama in the Bavli, if somebody steals, and even after Shinui, they crush it. They steal grain and they crush it. So you might say Shini Konis, still, you can't make a bracha. But say a berach liyetz Hashem. This Isser survives even Shinui. But the Gemara here says that you can't make a bracha on a Dvar Isser. Right, this is really a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. Do you make a bracha on something not kosher? I can't control myself. I'm going to eat something not kosher, but I want to make a bracha. So what's the halacha machlokas Rambam Ravid? The Rambam says, Perak Aleph halacha yutes in Hilchos Brachas. Kala ochal davar ha'asur, bein bezadon, bein bishkaga. If somebody eats something not kosher, even by accident, you don't know. But einam avarech halav lo betchila v'lo basof. No bracha before or after, says the Rambam. Ketzad. Hari she'achal tevel ve'afilo tevel didivreyim, even tevel d'rabanan. O she'achal meiser rishon shlo nilo kol shumosav. It has shlo shumas meiser. O meiser she'ini vekter shlo niftu kil chasan eino mivarech. Even in Issa d'rabanan. Ve'ein tzarech lomarim achal nevelos utrefos o shasa yayinesech v'chayotzi bohen. All of the Rambam says, no bracha, no bracha. Brachas, you can't say Shem Hashem when this is an avera. And the Ravid says there, Amar Avram ta bazet toz gedola. Huge mistake that the Rambam made. Shelo amru ein mevarchin ela she'im mezamnin aleim. You can't have zimun with them. You can't have a kfius with a dvar iser. Lomar she'in lan kfius lezimun. Hova ochlin dvar ha'aser. V'hu ke'ein achilas peros. It's not considered a serious type of eating that would mandate and then allow zimun. She'in lan kevala zimun. Ava bracha tchilav asof. Lomalo yevarchu hoil v'nehenu. You're still getting nourishment. It's still nourishing the body, says the Ravid. Of course you have to make a bracha. We don't paskin that way. We paskin like the Rambam. If you look in Orach Chaim, Kuf Sadivav, Mishachal Dvar Isser, Ava Mishir Osra Elimi Durabanan, Emez Amnim Alav, Vein Mevarchan Alav, Lo Betchila, Velo Basof. The Mishnah Berurah adds, even if it's not Osser inherently, it's just because of a situation. Afilu Ein Isuro Be'etzem Elo Mishum Shehu Osser Ha'atzmo, a neder. What if I made a neder not to eat this? And then I still can't make a bracha on it. You don't make a bracha. You don't answer amen to his words. The question is, what happens shogeg? What happens if you ate a shogeg and then you remember? If you ate a shogeg and then you remember, that's a machlokas aposkim. The Taz, the Mishnah here quotes the Taz, but the Taz says, shogeg is, you make a bracha. The bezeh yuchal avarech pasof. Dainu afilu lo achal kadeh sviya. The bezeh lo sheikh niyutz. There's no niyutz there. There's nothing right new b'shogeg. And he compares it to a case of a chole that's eating on Yom Kippur. Chole on Yom Kippur makes a bracha, says Yalav V'yavo. So too, just like a chole on Yom Kippur, so too if you ate b'shogeg. And some other achronim, I think the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, how could you compare those two? A chole on Yom Kippur did what he was supposed to do. That's a mitzvah. He's allowed to do that. He's supposed to do that. If somebody did an aveira, b'shogeg. It's b'shogeg, but it was still an aveira. You weren't allowed to eat it. So why should that mandate a bracha? So machlokas haposkim, so lechora, so make brachas lehakel in that case. Good. Continues the Gemara. Amar Reb Yona hada de tema betchila. This is only bracha lefaneha. Avol basof lo. Right, the bracha beforehand, as Mara Fulda says, hamotzi or achilas matzah. That's what's not allowed. But basof birchas hamazon. Lo, you don't say that he has a patur, meaning he has to say it. Why? Damim muchayev lo. Once I ate something, the second I start chewing it, it is no longer his, it's mine. And now I have a chiyuv to pay money. So I have a chiyuv to pay money, but the ba'en is mine. I'm eating mine. By the time I get satiated, so you have a chiyuv, a berchas hamazon. Avo berchas hamazon says the Mara Folda. Chayev lo varech, shari kfar achla, v'damim mushachayev lo, shekna'a hagzela, v'suei nebachlabot se'a berech. It's mine. Now I'm eating my stuff. How I got there? Okay, it's terrible. But I'm eating my stuff, and therefore you'd have to bench in that case. Then we have two different Lashonos. Reb Yona Amar, Reb Yona and Reb Yossi both say, no, no, no. Even if it's yours now, you got it through chewing it, and Shinui Kona, still no bracha. Why? Reb Yona Amar, Ein Aveira Mitzvah. Reb Yossi Omer, Ein Mitzvah Aveira. Basically, sounds like the same idea. You can't mix and match. If you have you did it through an aveira, you stole, you can't make that into a mitzvah. We'll get back to that lashon. Amar Reb Hila. Reb Hila says, Eile ha-mitzvos. Im asiyasan ke-mitzvos, hein mitzvos. V'im lav, einan mitzvos. Im asiten ke-mitzvosan. If you did it, a mitzvah, this is not a mitzvah. If you stole to get the matzah, I don't care if you chewed it. Right? You can't mix and match. Mitzvahs and averos never the twain shall meet, unless it's a case of like Asi Docha Lo Sase. Right? We mentioned in the past the three sugyas of mitzvahs and averos overlapping. Asi Docha Lo Sase, there you do the mitzvah. Lav Hanitik Lase, you already did the avera. Now you have to try to fix it. And mitzvah baba avera. So here you shouldn't do it. What's the lashon of ein aver mitzvah, ein mitzvah avera? So I thought maybe it could be based on a machlokas, Tosfos and the Ritva. Tosfos, all the Rishonim ask in Mesechas Sukkah, that the Bavli only has mitzvah baba avera by very few mitzvos, by lulav, by karban. What about tevel? Why isn't matzah of tevel? Why isn't that mitzvah baba avera? Why isn't that mitzvah baba avera? That's discussed by some rishonim, and Tosfos in the beginning of lulav agazel asks asherah nir anidachas. What about an asherah, an idolatry tree? Why can't you use a lula from there? Because it's special din, because it's considered crushing in order to shear. Why do you say mitzvah baba avera? That's Tosfos. By Ashir and Nidachas. We're going to focus on that part of Tosfos. So Tosfos says, you only see mitzvah of Avera if through the Avera you were able to do the mitzvah. The Avera allowed you. Demachlas Avera Sagezel Ba HaMitzvah. Avalhani Otu Machlas Avera Shanazibo Minafik Bey. It's an Asherah tree. So you didn't have to do the Avera in order to do the mitzvah. To steal, you had to do the Avera in order to do the mitzvah. So that's where you say mitzvah above Avera. Right? If you the Avera led to the mitzvah, that's the problem. But if you look at the Ritva has a different formulation. He says the Avera, the mitzvah has to be mashlim the Avera. That's where you say that mitzvah above Avera. Lo Amru, this is the Ritva Sukkah Chavtas, Lo Amru Ella, where is it? Lo Amru Ze Elaksha Mitzvah Sia Ba Avera. It's the mitzvah that allow you to take it out of the rishus of the nigzal. The mitzvah has to solidify the avera. But if it just so happens to be an Avera, like Irani Dachas or the like, or Tevel, that's not this case. So maybe that's what's going on here. Ein Mitzvah Avera, or Ein Avera Mitzvah, maybe those two allude to the Ritva and the Ritva and the Tosfos, right? Ein Avera Mitzvah means you can't do an Avera to get to a mitzvah, right? That's Tosfos. Ein Avera Mitzvah. Or Ein Reb Yosa, Ein Mitzvah Avera, you can't do a mitzvah to complete an Avera. Maybe it's alluding to that. Either way, this is a huge topic, mitzvah of Avera. Maybe we'll talk about it more a little bit next time.